then dribbled to the right corner and then turned, nobody around him, and hit it from about 16 feet away. Cardinals into the forecourt, first time tonight, down 2-0. Out top with it is Lucas Erdman, left wing side, Fender. Fender to the left corner, stopped. Fender gets it out top, Damian Pent. Now on the right wing side, taken by Cooper Gould. Rotated left wing, Fender, about 23 feet from the basket, around the screen. Good pass down low, little three-footer, no good by Gould. And the rebound is grabbed by Walker Winkleman for Wabino Leona. Rebels into the forecourt. On the right-hand side, with it is Van Ooyen, moves it left-hand side. Now looking for the cutter ball off the hands of Winkleman, picked up by the Cards and Fender. Fender into the lane, Fender to the basket. Fender misses a little banker from 3 feet away, and the rebound grabbed by Boone Van Ooyen. Back up court now come the Rebels. On the right-hand side, Van Ooyen moves it further right. That's Albrecht. Albrecht, 22 feet from the basket. Inside Winkleman. Back to Albrecht. Albrecht, dribble penetration, misses the shot. Another rebound, Winkleman kicks it left wing, Van Ooyen. Van Ooyen penetrates, moves it left corner, faking the three is Winkleman. Winkleman now stops his dribble, gives it off to Van Ooyen. Left wing side, 22 feet from the basket. Into the lane, Albrecht. Albrecht back to Van Ooyen, just left at the top of the key. Now right wing side, Albrecht. He'll go up for a three. Rolls off short, no good. Rebound, another offensive board for Wabino Leona. Colton Cooper goes down low, missing the shot is Albrecht, and the Cardinals get the rebound. Cardinals have to be better on the defensive boards. Too many second chances. Back up court, Lucas Pifner. Pifner gets doubled, gets it back out top. Damian Pent moves it right wing side. Cooper Gould, further right, Pifner. Pifner dribbles. Actually, that's Quincy Fender, excuse me. Now to Pifner, left wing side. Pifner, 30 feet from the hole. Pifner on the left-handed dribble. Pifner now penetrates, goes to the hole, stripped, and is picked up by Boone Van Ooyen. Good hands. It looked like Pifner is going to get a layup, but instead of turnover, back up court comes Wabino Leona. 15 and a half minutes to go, first half. Still no score. Left-hand side with it is Chrisman. Chrisman, 360 on the dribble, swatted away in a late whistle, and a foul will be called on Lucas Pifner. Boy, I thought it was going to be clean for a moment. That whistle came just a heartbeat after the block, but it will be in the act of shooting. And sophomore Canton Chrisman, leading scorer for the Wabino Leona squad, 6'1 junior, I should say 6'1 sophomore, at, I should say 5'11 sophomore at 18.7 points per game, misses the first free throw. Second free throw is good. 1-for-2 trip, 3-0, Wabino Leona, 15-20 to go in the first half. Newman Catholic back into the forecourt. Pifner hits the cutter. That's Fender. Fender left corner. Now on the wing, Gould. Gould fakes the three. Pass is deflected, but there to grab it is Pifner. Now moved left wing side. Three-pointer for Damian Pent is short, no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Cooper Albrecht for Wabino Leona. Back up court now come the Rebels. Left-hand side. Boone Van Ooyen. Van Ooyen dribble penetrates. Good pass. Cutting to the right-hand side of the lane with Walker Winkleman, and he'll lay it up and in. 5-0, Wabino Leona, 14:44 to go, first half. Cards back into the front court. With it is Lucas Pifner. Pifner, 35 feet from the basket. Pass on the right-hand side. Taken by Quincy Fender. Fender back out top. Erdman, left wing side. Fender. I should say Pifner. Pifner passes right-hand side. Taken there by Cooper Gould. Back on the wing. Looking to penetrate is Fender. Fender now into the lane. Fender to the hole. Fender lays it up and in. Good play by Quincy Fender. Gets the Cardinals on the board. 5-2. 14-12 to go in the first half. Into the front court comes Wabino Leona. Cooper Albrecht. Right wing side to Winkleman. Winkleman top of the key. That's Canton Chrisman. Chrisman dribbles. Now to the right hand side. Good pass underneath. Grabbed by Winkleman. Kicks it outside. Left wing. Cooper Albrecht for three. No good. And the weak side rebound grabbed by the Cardinals and Cooper Gould. So Newman down by three. Bringing it up court is Lucas Pifner. Pifner to the timeline. Pifner dribbles. Pifner now inside. And now a whistle and a foul. And the first foul will be called on Wabino Leona. Foul will be called on Colton Cooper, his first. Cardinals will inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Quincy Fender will inbound it here for the Cardinals. Lobbed out top, taken by Erdman. Erdman back to Fender. Fender again penetrates. Pulls up from 13, partially blocked. And the rebound's grabbed by Canton Chrisman. Chrisman pushes up court now for the Rebels. Gets it out top, Albrecht. Albrecht, now left wing side, Winkleman. that is Boone Van Ooyen. Van Ooyen back out top. Canton Crisman. Crisman moves it on the right wing side to Albrecht. Albrecht to the free throw line. Now into the lane. Force it up the shot. Off to the left. No good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Quincy Fender for the Cards. Good defense and a good block out that time for Newman. And Quincy Fender will bring it up court for Newman Catholic. Crossing the timeline is the Cardinal Junior. In fact, five juniors in the starting lineup here for Newman. On the left-hand side, with it is Piffner looking baseline. Now kick back out, and a pass over the top of Cooper Gould out of bounds. So ball back over with Wabino Leona. First substitution of the game. Nathan Gilpin will come in for the Rebels, replacing Cooper Albrecht. 12:55 to go, first half. 5-2 is the lead for Wabino Leona. Now looking to penetrate, Crisman pulls up in the left elbow, and he'll be knocked down on the shot attempt, and he'll be fouled in the act of shooting, so a couple of free throws coming up. Again, the impressive sophomore, and the first free throw is off the mark, no good. One more free throw to come. That was the second personal foul on Piffner. Second free throw is no good. Actually, the first one was good. They didn't put up on the board. I had my eyes turned at that moment. But 6-2 is the score. Substitution for the Cardinals as Everett Pent making his first appearance. Taking a break with those two fouls will be Lucas Piffner. Now Newman. On the right-hand side with the defender. Gets it back out top. Damian Pent, left wing. Now three-pointer. Everett Pent, no good. Rebound grab by Erdman. Erdman back out top. Three-pointer for Fender is short, no good. Good luck. Rebound grab by Boone Van Ooyen. Back up court now comes Wabino Leona. On the left-wing side, Crisman. Crisman gets it back top of the key to Van Ooyen. Looks down low. That's Carson Lemeron. Now baseline move. Drop down low. Lemeron makes a good grab. Lays it up and in. Little penetration dish and a layup for Carson Lemerond. 8-2, Wabino Leona. 11:55 to go in the first half. And now a whistle and a timeout called by the Cardinals. 11:52 to go, first half. 8-2, Wabino Leona. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. Chad Holmes again from Leona. It's Wabino Leona hosting this Division 5 regional quarterfinal. 8-2, Rebels over the Fighting Cards. Newman with the basketball. Back in the game is Lucas Piffner. Left corner, open three for Fender. Off the mark, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Lemeron. Back up court now come the Rebels. Left corner. Now on the left wing side, Albrecht gets it out top. Van Ooyen. Van Ooyen had it tipped away and stolen. Picked up with his Quincy Fender. Fender into the lane. Little floater from five is good. Second basket for Quincy Fender. Cardinals now down by four. 8-4. 11:20 to go in the first half. Down the lane to the basket. Crisman. Oh, and a beautiful feed underneath and laid up and in by Lemeron. Looked like Crisman was going to go up for the layup, but instead dropped it off to his teammate Lemeron for an easy two points. 10-4, 4 points off the bench for Carson Lemeron for Wabino Leona. Cardinals back into the front court. Left wing side, Quincy Fender. Fender gets it out top, Erdman. Erdman, right wing side, Fender. I should say Piffner. Piffner back on the left. With it is Quincy Fender. Fender, 23 feet from the basket. Dribbles it back about 30 feet from the hole, now near the timeline. Gives it off to Damian Pent. Pent on the right wing, hands it off, Lucas Piffner. Piffner dribbles, Piffner, a little crossover. Piffner to the free throw line, Paul was partially blocked, grabbed underneath, and stepping on the end line was Cooper Gould. It was partially blocked on that Piffner shot. Gould was able to grab it, lost his balance, and his tippy toes went right on the end line, out of bounds. Been a struggle offensively early for Newman Catholic. 10-4, Wabino Leona, 10.5 minutes to go in the first half. Canton Chrisman, top of the key. Chrisman on the dribble, crossover, now into the lane. Stripped of the basketball. Getting his hands on it was Quincy Fender, picked up by Damian Pence. Back up court, now comes Newman. Crossing the timeline is Fender. Left-hand side, Lucas Pifter. Pifter penetrates, stops in the left corner. Top of the key, Fender, up for a three. Back bracket, no good. Fight for the rebound, tip back to Fender. Fender moves it left-hand side. Open three for Pifner. He'll hit it. Nothing but net for the left-wing side by Lucas Pifner. His first points cuts the deficit in half. Now 10-7, Wabino Leona with the lead. Chrisman into the forecourt for the Rebels. Hands it off to Albrecht. Now a little weave out top. Nathan Gilpin. Gilpin right-hand side. Albrecht. Albrecht right wing. Canton Chrisman. Chrisman into lane. Stripped of it. Goes out of bounds. It was off of the cards. Coach Jeff Wahlvogel does not agree. He's trying to plead his case to whoever will listen. But Wabino Leona will again inbound on the baseline under their offensive basket. Inbounded on the left-hand side by Albrecht. Gets it out top. Chrisman. Chrisman again dribbles. Works his way to the right. Hands it off. With it is Winkleman. Winkleman back to Chrisman in front of the Newman bench. Goes up for a long three-pointer. Hits it. Oh, I thought that was a little bit of a force, but Walker Winkleman drains it from 22 feet away. 13-7, Wabino Leona, 9:17 to go in the first half. Cardinals back in the front court. Looking to penetrate is Pifner. Pifner now rotated left-hand side, Quincy Fender. Fender gets double team. Ball is tipped, goes out of bounds off of Chrisman and Wabino Leona. So the Cards will inbound it on the baseline under their offensive basket. Lucas Pifner will inbound it here for Newman. Pifner looking, still looking, still looking. Better hurry it. Taken out top, thrown away. Picked up by Chrisman. Chrisman gets it to Albrecht. Albrecht to the basket, lays it up and in. Turnover on the inbound pass leads to a transition and basket for Wabino Leona. 15-7, biggest lead for the Rebels. 8:50 to go in the first half. Cards back into the forecourt. With it on the left wing side is Pifner. Pifner's shot is blocked, but there to grab it is Erdman. Erdman back inside Pifner. Gets it out top. Now a three-pointer from the right-hand side is good from Quincy Fender. Second chance basket that time for the Cards. Quincy Fender has 7. 15-10 is the lead for Wabino Leona. 8:27 to go in the first half. Rebels back into the forecourt. Left-hand side Albrecht. Albrecht out top, Winkleman. Winkleman to the right elbow. Moves it right-hand side to Albrecht. He'll try a long three-pointer and hit it. Another 22, maybe even 23-footer. Cooper Albrecht with 5 points. 18-10 Rebels. Three-point field goal parade the last couple of minutes. Right-hand side for the Cards. Gould gets it out top to Erdman. Left-hand side, Pifner. Pifner lost as he dribbles, and the ball is picked up by Winkleman. Back up the right-hand side, Chrisman. Chrisman into the forecourt. Chrisman slows it down. Between the legs, dribble. Top of the cape, moves it left, Nathan Gilpin. Gilpin, right at the top of the key to Albrecht. He'll try a three, short, no good. Offensive rebound, grabbed by Lemeron. Gives it back to Chrisman. Chrisman to the free throw line, takes an extra step, and that will be traveling on Canton Chrisman. Big stop for the Cards. Don't want to fall behind by double digits. Still early in the game, obviously, but still. That little mental, I think, edge that a team gets when they get a double-digit advantage. 18-10, Wabino Leona, 7:39 to go in the first half. Quincy Fender will bring it up court for the Cards. Fender moves it right-hand side. Cooper Gould hits the cutter. Fender, Fender underneath. He'll go up and hit the four-footer. Quincy Fender now with 9 points. 18-12, back to a six-point game. Into the forecourt comes the Rebels. Chrisman, floater from 13, hits it. Boy, that was not an easy shot. It looks like Canton Chrisman may have been a little off balance. Forced up the shot, but nothing but net from near the right side of the lane. He now has 4 points. 20-12, 7 minutes to go in the half. Quincy Fender out top, Pifner fakes the three. Pifner to the free throw line. Right wing side, Fender. Fender works his way back between the circles. Still dribbling. Near the timeline is Quincy Fender. Working against the defense of Boone Van Ooyen. Moves it left. Pifner. Pifner over to Damian Pent. Now right wing side, Fender. Fender to Pent. Little pick and roll. Bobbled, saved. Then the ball tipped. It goes out of bounds off of the Rebels. Colton Cooper back in now for Wabino Leona, replacing Carson Lemeron. 6:36 to go in the first half. 20-12 lead for the Rebels. Out top, Erdman. Erdman 20 feet from the basket. Left wing side, Gould. Back over to Quincy Fender. Quincy dribbles near the top of the key. Right wing side, Pifner. Pifner dribble penetrates. Pifner to the basket. Pifner will lay it up and in. Good hard move to the basket by Lucas Pifner. His second basket, he has 5 points. And a timeout called by the Rebels. 6:17 to go in the first half. Wabino Leona 20, New McCathic 14. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
Got muscle? Athletes of all levels need to train to build muscle and rebuild and repair muscle after they practice and compete. Containing 13 nutrients, white and low-fat chocolate milk's high-quality protein offers athletes an edge over traditional sports and other protein drinks. That's why so many professional athletes include milk as a core part of their training diet and recommend milk for aspiring athletes as well. Learn more at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin.
Six minutes and 17 seconds to go in the first half. Division 5 regional quarterfinal. Wabino Leona with a 20-14 lead over New McCathic. Rebels will inbound. Left-hand side, Van Oyen hits the cutter. That's Winkleman. Winkleman to the basket, lays it up and in. Walker Winkleman now has 9 points. Back to an 8-point edge for the Rebels. 22-14, 6:03 to go first half. Cards back into the front court. Pifner. 35 feet from the basket near the timeline. Rotated right-hand side, Quincy Fender. Top of the key, Erdman. Erdman looking, still looking. Now hands it off, Cooper Gould. Gould between the circles. Right-hand side, Pifner. Pifner will be hand-checked and a foul coming up on Wabino Leona. Again, not many fouls so far in this first half. That is only the second team foul on Wabino Leona. Cardinals have only 2 fouls as well. It is the first foul on Cooper Albrecht. Inbounded out top to Fender. Fender back down low. Good look underneath and then laid up and in by Lucas Pifner. Pifner inbounded it. Top of the key to Fender, who got it right back to Lucas Pifner for the layup. 7 points for Lucas Pifner. 22-16, Wabino Leona. Out top, Chrisman. Chrisman moves it left. Winkleman. Winkleman back to Chrisman. Chrisman, Cardinals now in a zone. 1-3-1 into lane. Handed off Van Oyen. Van Oyen right wing. Open three for Chrisman is good. Well, that's one of the issues when you go into that zone. Sometimes you'll have a wide open good shooter like Chrisman, and he drains it from the right wing side. 25-16. 5:02 to go in the first half. Right wing Pifner, a three-pointer. No good. Rebound is tipped and controlled by Walker Winkleman. Back up court now come the Rebels. Into the forecourt. Penetration by Winkleman. Stops. Right-hand side, Chrisman again for three. No good. Rebound grabbed by Van Oyen. Van Oyen gets it back over to Winkleman. Winkleman misses the layup. Ooh, that was a break for the Cards. Newman will get the rebound. Back up court, right wing, Quincy Fender. Fender gives it back over to Pifner. Pifner looks down low, Erdman. Erdman back out top. With it is Pifner. Pifner now penetrates. Pifner pulls up in 13. Hits it. Good first half for Lucas Pifner, now with 9 points. 25-18, Wabino Leona, 4:17 to go first half. Right-hand side, Albrecht. Into the right corner, Winkleman. Winkleman looking baseline. Winkleman stopped. Gets it back to Van Oyen. Van Oyen near the right-hand side of the lane. His pass deflected. Grabbed in the left corner by Albrecht. Goes baseline to the basket. Misses the layup. Putback is no good. A couple of misses on the short shots here for the Rebels. Last couple of minutes, giving Newman an opportunity to try to cut into this deficit. 25-18, 3:50 to go in the first half. Cardinals in the front court. Left-hand side with it is Gould. Gould, rotated right wing side, taken there by Quincy Fender. Long three-pointer, no good. Rebound earned by Gould. Putback is no good. Rebound then grabbed by Canton Chrisman for the Rebels.
Back up court comes Wabino Leona. Right-hand side, Albrecht. Into the lane, Van Ooyen. Van Ooyen will be bumped, and he'll be fouled. Only the third team foul on Newman. No free throws. 3:28 to go, first half.
Very quick moving first half here from Leona. Into the game again is Carson Lemerand, replacing Colton Cooper for Wabino Leona. Inbounded on the right wing side, Cooper Albrecht. Oh, nearly walked, but held that pivot foot. Right wing, Van Ooyen. Van Ooyen back to Crispin. Crispin, 21 feet from the basket, left-handed dribble. Left-hand side, Albrecht. Albrecht dribbles with the right hand, back out top, Van Ooyen. Van Ooyen stops, looks down low. Post up by Albrecht. Up at the right hand, no good. Rebound is fought for and grabbed by Damian Pent for Newman. Now the Cardinals break. Fender. Fender to the basket. Fender underneath. Hits the cutter. Gould. Gould will now lay up. Short, no good. Rebound battle for. Grabbing it will be Winkleman. Winkleman pushes. Winkleman down the lane. Winkleman misses the running layup. And a foul will be called. So free throws coming up now for Wabino Leona. Walker Winkleman, 6 foot 1 inch junior, 13.1 points per game, stepping to the stripe. Fourth team foul on Newman, second personal foul on Lucas Erdman. Free throw is off the mark, no good. Two out of five from the stripe in the first half for the Rebels. One more free throw to come. Misses again. Rebound is grabbed by the Cardinals, and Cooper Gould remains 25-18, 2:47 to go in the first half. Newman into the front court, Quincy Fender. Fender, right-hand side, Cooper Gould. Gould, 23 feet from the hole. Out top, Pifner moves it left-wing side, Fender. Fender dribbles, gets it to the free throw line. Now into the right corner, Cooper Gould. Gould gets it back near the center circle, Fender, left-wing side, Pifner. Pifner, 26 feet from the basket. Pifner dribbles, works his way near the center circle. Still pounding the hardwood, now looking to dribble, penetrate, moves to the right wing side, now to the right elbow, into the lane, passes to Urban, bobbles it, fight for it, and a tie-up with the arrow pointing towards Newman Catholic. So the Cardinals will inbound on the baseline, right under the offensive basket, right below me as well. Pifner gets it in, Fender gives it back to Pifner, left corner. Gets it out top, Gould, now right wing side, Quincy Fender. Fender between the circles. Fender still dribbles. Fender moves it left-hand side. With it is Pifner. Pifner. And now a whistle. And a three-second violation called on Lucas Erdman. So with a minute 57 to go in the first half, Rebels will get it back. 25-18 lead for Wabino Leona. Crisman into the front court near the right wing side. Now is Cooper Albrecht. He'll penetrate, go to the hole, lost the basketball, but it's battle for, tipped out of bounds off of Wabino Leona. So the ball goes over to Newman. Turnover on the Rebels, and the Cards will get it back. Been stuck on 25-18 here for a couple of minutes. Some empty possessions on both sides. Lucas Pifner will bring it back up court for Newman. Pifner. Now penetrates. Pifner, left-hand side. Pifner to the hole. And now a foul will be called. Only the third foul on Wabino Leona. Was not in the act of shooting, so inbounds play coming up. Oh, they're going to call that in the act? That can't be. No. Yeah. Cards will inbound on the baseline. Pifner will inbound it here for the Cardinals. Pifner looking. Down low, Erdman. Erdman kicks it back out. Quincy Fender, left wing side, Damian Pent. Between the circles, Fender. Fender dribbles with the right hand. 1:25 to go, first half. 25-18 lead for Wabino Leona. Pifner penetrates. Ball knocked away, but grabbed by the Cardinals, and Erdman left wing side. Erdman back inside Pifner. Pifner under the basket, right wing side. Open three for Fender is short, no good. Rebound tipped up twice. Grabbed by Quincy Fender. Good battle that time. Fender back inside. Fender will have it slotted away. Little bump, but no call was made. And the ball will stay with Newman. Cards will inbound it on the baseline. A lot has been let go. Some physical play on both ends of the court. Inbounded out top, Quincy Fender. Fender backs up near the center circle with 1 minute in the half. Fender, now a little crossover, penetrates, goes to the basket, banks it up and in. Really nice finish by Fender. He has 11 points, 25-20. 45 seconds in the half. On the right-hand side, Nathan Gilpin had it tipped away, chased down by Pifner. Pifner to the hole. Pifner lays it up and in. So now 11 for Pifner, 11 for Fender, 25-22, 33 seconds to go in the half. So all the Cardinal points between Fender and Pifner. Exactly 11 points each. Crisman moves it left, Carson Lemeron. Lemeron gives it over to Winkleman. Winkleman near the top of the key. Winkleman penetrates. Winkleman in the hole, misses the running layup. A lot of close-in misses in this first half of Wabino Leona. Now the Cardinals can tie it with a three. 8 seconds in the half. With it is Quincy Fender near the timeline. Down to five. Fender has it tipped away. Picked off. With it is Winkleman. Winkleman will not get a shot off before the end of the first half. 25-22. Wabino Leona leads Newman Catholic at the end of one half of play in this Division 5 Boys Basketball Regional Quarterfinal. We'll come back, have a look at the scoring of this first half coming up next. This is Newman Cardinal Boys Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. World Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. World Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA World Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965. The award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions.
What's your idea of winter fun? It's hitting the trails after a fresh snowfall and you're thinking new snowmobile. It's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. If you're thinking new four-wheel drive vehicle to get you to the downhill slopes or the cross-country trails, it's time to call CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Quick, easy loan applications, friendly lenders, and great rates make CCU the lending leader in financing fun. If your idea of winter fun isn't in the snow, maybe hitting the highway in a new motorhome is the way to go. Just give CCU a call. Financing for motorhomes and winter getaways. When you think fun, think Clover Belt Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Life's too short and winter's too long. Call CCU for your great rate financing. Dial 715-842-5693 or apply online or from your smartphone. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. Local lenders lending local money. Keeping our community strong.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza. Yum.
I'm Chad Holmes. Join Jeff Gress and myself on Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for another edition of the Big High School Sports Show presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. We'll talk about high school basketball and hockey playoffs, plus special guests at 6:25. Our coach guest will be from D.C. Everest, head boys basketball coach of the Evergreens, Oliver Drake. Then at 7:06, it's our student-athlete guest from Wausau West, senior defenseman Drake Kuharski. We'll talk to him as the Warriors get set to head to the state tournament later this week. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, this Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on your home for high school sports, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.
We'll be right back.
And we are at halftime of this WIAA Boys Basketball Division 5 Regional Quarterfinal as the Newman Catholic Cardinals trail the Rebels of Wabino Leona 25-23. Wabino Leona led pretty much the entire first half. They had it up to 9 points at one point, but the Cardinals, a little bit of a mini run at the end of the first half, and it's basically anybody's game heading into the second half. Looking at the scoring of the first half, Newman Catholic had 2 players score, and they split it evenly. Quincy Fender had 11 points. Lucas Piffner had 11 points. They both each had 4 2-point field goals and a 3-point field goal as well. 8 2-pointers, 2 3-pointers, no free throws in the first half for Newman Catholic. For Wabino Leona, 9 points for Walker Winkleman. He had 3 2-point field goals, a 3-pointer, and 0 for 2 from the stripe. Canton Crisman had 7 points. He had a 2-pointer, a 3-pointer, and 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Cooper Albrecht had 5 points, a 2-pointer and a 3-pointer. Carson Lemerand had 4 points on a pair of 2-point field goals. 7 2-pointers, 3 3-pointers, and 2 out of 6 at the free throw line for Wabino Leona in the first half. Quick reminder, tomorrow night we have the Big High School Sports Show. Until 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO, WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Jeff Gress and myself will talk about what's going on in high school sports, playoff action in boys basketball, girls basketball, and towards the state tournament in hockey. Plus, we'll have a pair of special guests at 6:25 p.m. Be joined by D.C. Everest boys basketball coach Oliver Drake in front of the Evergreens playoff game at Wausau West on Friday night. And then our student guest at 7:06, Drake Cooper, defenseman for the Wausau West hockey team, who are heading to the state tournament starting on Friday. So that's coming up tomorrow. Big High School Sports Show from 6 until 8 p.m. right here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.FM, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Also, a reminder that on Thursday, we have state tournament girls hockey. The Central Wisconsin Storm will be taking on the ECA Stars, Eau Claire Area Stars. I'll be down in Middleton, Bob Suter's Legacy 20 Arena. 7:06 for the pregame, 7:30 for the opening faceoff. So that's Storm State Tournament Hockey, 7:06 airtime right here on 98.9 WXCO. And then Wausau West will take on two-time defending Division I hockey champion Notre Dame Academy in a Division I semifinal Friday afternoon. Coverage begins with pregame at 1:35 and the opening faceoff at 2 p.m. So, and then Friday night, Tom Weaver will be in Marathon. I will be trying to make the trek back up to Wausau West for high school boys playoff action as well. So lots on the plate as we continue the playoffs on Wausau's only radio home for live play-by-play, 98.9 WXCO. Second half coming up next, 25-22, Wabino Leona over Newman Catholic. This is Cardinal Boys Playoff on 98.9 WXCO.
For more than 60 years, Sun Printing has been Central Wisconsin's commercial printer of choice due to their commitment to quality, creative solutions, and dedicated service. Sun Printing's team offers you a wide spectrum of services, whether you need vehicle graphics, offset, digital, large format, graphic design, or mailing. They print everything under the sun. No project is too big or too small, so give Sun Printing a call at 845-4911 or visit them online at sunprinting.com.
WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, streaming at BullFallsRadio.com.
In education-based sports, sportsmanship is what matters. It goes beyond the X's and O's. It's the difference mutual respect makes. It's what character looks like. It's what defines us here in Wisconsin. In school sports, winning is exhilarating, but it isn't more important than how the game is played. Let's embrace the ideals of sportsmanship in our communities and at high school events. A message from Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230 and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
Start of the second half here from Leona. One team will advance to play on Friday night in a regional semifinal. The other will see their season come to an end. 25-22, Wabino Leona over Pneuma Catholic. The winner of this game will take on the winner of tonight's game between Goodman Pembine, the number 13 seed, and number 4-seeded White Lake. Top half of the bracket, number 1-seed Almond Bancroft against number 16 Elko and number 9 Bowler at number 8 Rochelle tonight as well. That's this part of the Division 5 Sectional 2 bracket. Rebels with the basketball. We are underway second half. Right-hand side, Van Ooyen, 21 feet from the basket. Van Ooyen stops his dribble, hits the cutter. That's Albrecht. Albrecht to the hole, misses the layup, but he'll be bumped, he'll be fouled, and he'll head to the free throw line. Albrecht in the first half had 5 points. That is the first personal foul on Damian Pent as the first free throw is good. All the free throws in this game so far have gone to Wabino Leona. They're now 3 out of 7 at the stripe. Cardinals have yet to attempt a free throw. Second free throw, back bracket no good. Rebounds grabbed by Fender. 26-22, Wabino Leona. Cardinals into the front court. Fender, left-hand side, Cooper Gould. Gould back out top. Quincy Fender near the center circle. Left wing side again, Cooper Gould, 30 feet from the basket. Pass deflected. Saved at the timeline by Damian Pent. Gives it off the Fender on the right wing. Zone defense, and that leaves Fender open for three. No good. Battle for the board. Grabbed by Walker Winkleman for Wabino Leona. Back up court now come the Rebels. Left corner, Boone Van Ooyen. Van Ooyen looking down low, ball knocked away. Van Ooyen gets it back. Out top, tipped away and stolen by Fender. Fender will take it down the lane. Fender will lay it up and in. 13 points now for Quincy Fender, and the Cardinals to within two, 26-24, 16:55 to go. Left-hand side, Walker Winkleman. Winkleman penetrates. Deep left corner, Canton Chrisman. Chrisman stops. Forces up the shot, off the window, no good. Put back, though, is up and in by Boone Van Ooyen. Offensive boards for Wabino Leona has been a bit of an issue for the Cards so far tonight. First points for Van Ooyen, 28-24. Now a zone trap being shown by the Rebels. See a little different look. Left-hand side, Fender, he got bumped, no whistle. Floater from the left-hand side, hit the side of the backboard, and now the Rebels will bring it back up court. Over the timeline, Winkleman. Left corner, open three for Albrecht is good. Cooper Albrecht. Again, we're seeing a lot of bumps in this game. And again, it's been consistent. I'll give that much. But boy, sometimes it feels as though the physicality is getting a little up on some of these bumps. Pass up court, breaking the pressure. Missing the shot as Pent gets his own rebound and lays it up and in. Damian Pent, his first points of the game. Big basket for the Cards. Gets them back to within five at 31-26. 15:50 to go. Rebels back into the front court. With it is Chrisman at the right elbow. Moves it left wing side to Albrecht. Albrecht around the screen. Just right at the top of the key to Van Ooyen. Van Ooyen 21 feet from the basket. Hands it off. Now into the lane. Albrecht goes to the hole. Misses the running layup. And the rebound is grabbed by Cooper Gould and the Cardinals. Wabino Leona's had a difficult time finishing here in this game. The shot chart will see a lot of misses down low. Out top, with it is Pifner. Pifner now looking to penetrate. Pifner got bumped, and he'll be fouled. Going to be very curious to see if, as this second half continues, whether or not it gets a little tighter with the whistles. We often see that. Maybe early in the game, they'll get away with a little more. But as we get deeper into the game, I think we may see a little tighter calls. Oh, and a bad pass by the Cardinals, and goes out of bounds. Inbound, and then a pass across to the left is, I'm not sure where it was going, to be honest with you. Goes out of bounds and back over to Wabino Leona. 15-13 to go. 31-26 lead for the Rebels. Inbounded to Chrisman in the backcourt. Cards, man-to-man defense. Chrisman over the timeline. Works around the screen, moves it left wing side. Three-point attempt by Albrecht is good again. Couple of three-pointers for Cooper Albrecht. 6'1 sophomore, averaging 15 points per game. Couple of impressive sophomores for this Rebel team have top two scorers. Cardinals break it down low to Lucas Urban. That time breaking the pressure was Newman. Lucas Urban takes the pass underneath, lays it up and in. 34-28, 6-point lead for the Rebels. Pressure being put on by the Cards defensively. Inside Van Ooyen. Van Ooyen throws it away. Picked up by Quincy Fender. Fender down the lane. Fender to the hole. Lays it up and in. Back-to-back baskets for Newman. And Wabino Leona wants timeout. 34-30. Four-point game. 14 and a half minutes to go. Back in a moment. This is Cardinal Playoff Basketball on 98.9 WXCO.
Hungry for flavor-packed fun?
Dive into Red Robin's sizzling burgers, mouth-watering fries, and endless options.
Or maybe you're craving the perfect slice.
Then it's Donato's Pizza, your passport to pizza perfection.
Order now and treat yourself to an unforgettable taste experience.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza, 2255 48 Rib Mountain Drive in Wausau.
Call 715-301-0019 or log on redrobin.com.
Red Robin and Donato's Pizza.
Yum. 14 minutes and 30 seconds to go in the second half. Newman Catholic back to within four, 34-30. Wabino Leona right down the lane. Ball is tipped and stolen again. Pass ahead to Quincy Fender. Fender into the lane. Up with the right-hander. Rolls off, no good. Chrisman will grab that rebound. Right now, the Rebels coughing it up a little bit against the Cardinal D. Chrisman back up court. Chrisman, a little crossover. Chrisman into the lane. Lost it again. Ball is battled for. Dug out by Fender, and he'll be knocked down and fouled. But right now, having a little issue with the Cardinal defense is Wabino Leona. First foul on Chrisman. Second foul on the Rebels. And Newman gets it back, trying to cut into this four-point deficit. 14 minutes to go. Over the timeline comes Quincy Fender. Fender moves it right-hand side. Cooper Gould. Gould bobbles it, gets it back to Fender. Fender moves it left. Pifner open for a three. A little bit strong, no good. Long rebound grab by Boone Van Ooyen for the Rebels. Back up court comes Wabino Leona. Chrisman gets it out top. Another three for Albrecht. This time it rolls off. Heat check that time for Cooper Albrecht. And now a walk is called. Rebound was grabbed by Damian Penty. Was pressured and then takes a little hop. And that is a walk. It's a travel. It is a turnover. And the ball back over to Wabino Leona. Looking to inbound. Taken down low by Lemerand. Now back out top, Chrisman. Chrisman, 25 feet from the basket between the circles. Left wing side, Van Ooyen. Van Ooyen gets it out top to Albrecht. Albrecht between the circles. Albrecht working against Fender. Right corner, Chrisman, open for a three, hits it. Canton Chrisman now double digits, 10 points, 37-30. Wabino Leona with the lead. Into the forecourt comes Quincy Fender for Newman. Right hand side, Cooper Gould. Gould. Back on the left-hand side, defender. Fender goes baseline. Good move by Fender. He got the defender leaning the wrong way, and Quincy Fender with the layup. 6.5, 17 in the game for Fender. 37-32 Rebels. Left-hand side with it is Albrecht. Albrecht around the screen. Albrecht into the lane. Ball fake. Left corner with it, Winkleman. On the wing, Canton Chrisman. Chrisman works his way out top. Hands it off to Albrecht. Another three. This one's an air ball. Saved before going out of bounds by Van Ooyen. Chrisman in the right corner. Chrisman now dribbles to the wing. Chrisman back out top to Van Ooyen. Van Ooyen into the lane. Right-hand side with it is Albrecht. Albrecht penetrates, goes to the hole, lays it up, no good, but he'll be fouled, and he will head to the free throw line. Everett Pitt getting set to come in for Newman Catholic. Cooper Albrecht has 7 points in the half. 12 points in the game. Misses the first free throw. 3 out of 9, just 33% from the free throw line are the Rebels here tonight. 3 out of 9 for Wabino Leona. 0 out of 0 for Newman Catholic. There's the free throw. That one is good. 12:15 to go in the second half. 38-32, going down the lane. Pifner, a circus shot, almost went in, but rolls off. Rebound grabbed by Walker Winkleman. Back up court, Chrisman. Chrisman into the lane. Floater from 6 is good. Got to stop the basketball a little sooner if you're the Cardinals. Chrisman with 5.5, 12 in the game. 8-point lead now for Wabino Leona, 40-32, 11:47 to go in the game. Cardinals into the front court with it out top. Now to the left-hand side is Quincy Fender. Fender dribbles. Fender now near the top of the key. Fender moves it on the right-hand side. Now right corner, Cooper Gould. Gould on the wing. Back out top, Pifter. And now a pass left-hand side and a whistle. And a violation on the Cards and a timeout called by Jeff Waldvogel. Turnover on Newman. So now 11:29 to go in the game. 40-32, Wabino Leona. We'll be back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
Not too early to start thinking about. Once the season starts, you want to be ready. So, what's your boat? A boat for fishing? Boat for skiing? A pontoon boat for partying? Or are you thinking personal watercraft? Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union, the leader in financing fun. Great rates, great service, great fun. Local lenders lending local money. Quick and easy loan approval. It's the way financing should be. Stop in and visit with a CCU lender even before you hit the marina. CCU can set you up with a great rate financing approval, so when you find your boat, you're ready to float. The season's just too short not to enjoy every moment you can on the water. Check it out and stop in. Call or apply online at ccuwausau.com. Whatever floats fun for you, remember CCU. That's Clover Belt Credit Union. We finance fun.
Been a tight game throughout, but now Wabino Leona with the basketball, a chance to take the first double-digit lead of the game. 11:29 to go. 40-32 is the lead for the Rebels. Cardinals will set up pressure in the backcourt. Taking it is Cooper Albrecht. Oh, and then bounces off the hands of Van Ooyen and dug out by Newman and Lucas Erdman. And another quick timeout called by Newman as Erdman down on his knees. Not wanting to lose possession was Jeff Waldvogel, so he'll take one of his timeouts. So, again, Wabino Leona, that time was just an unforced error as Van Ooyen had it bounce off his hands. Diving on it was Pifter, and now the Cardinals will get it back. So with 11:21 to go, 40-32, Newman will have the basketball down by 8. Again, it's been a game that's been led by Wabino Leona throughout, but it's been tight throughout. Cardinals have not been able to get over the hump, take the lead, and now a bit of a run here early in the second half by the Rebels. So Newman will inbound. Lucas Pifner will take it for Newman. Pifner looking down low, ball is tipped. Turned over right away. And now Rebels get it back. Into the forecourt comes Cooper Albrecht. Albrecht moves it right, taken there by Chrisman. Chrisman 30 feet from the basket. Chrisman now dribbles, works his way between the circles. Chrisman now gives it back to Albrecht, 34 feet from the basket. Left wing side, Winkleman. He'll try a three, rolls off no good. Weak side rebound grabbed by Cooper Gould for Newman. Gould passes it off, Quincy Fender. Fender back up court now for Newman. Fender crossing the timeline. Fender moves it right, taken there by Pifter. Long three-pointer, off the front iron, no good. Rebound tip to grab by Cooper Albrecht for the Rebels. Back up court, Chrisman. Chrisman will slow it down in the center circle. Now here comes the trap. Now gets away from it, moves it left-hand side. Inside Van Ooyen, right wing side. Faking the three is Albrecht. Penetrates, goes to the hole, lays it up and in. And he'll have a chance for a three-point play. And for the first time tonight, a double-digit lead. And it's for Wabino Leona, 42-32. Back in the game is Damian Pent for the Cardinals, replacing Cooper Gould. That foul was called on Lucas Erdman, his third. Free throw is good. Big second half here for Cooper Albrecht. He has 11 points in the half, 16 in the game. 43-32 lead now for the Rebels. 10:15 to go. With it out top is Pifter, left wing side.
taken there by Quincy Fender. Fender about 27 feet from the basket. Fender works his way out top. Now left wing side, Pifner. Pifner still 24 feet from the basket. Pifner looking baseline. Pifner going to the hole. Banker is no good. Rebound is battled for and grabbed by Carson Lemerand. And a foul coming up on the Cardinals. Right now, this game is in a danger point for Newman. They need a stop and they need to get the offense going. Pressure being put on by Newman in the backcourt. With it is Van Ooyen. Gives it off to Winkleman. Winkleman back to Van Ooyen. They got to be getting close to a 10 count. And now a timeout called by Wapino Leona. I think they sensed it as well. Timeout, 9:42 to go. 43-32 is the lead for Wapino Leona. Back in a moment here on 98.9 WXCO.
I'm Chad Holmstroy, former Newman Catholic head boys basketball coach Jeff Gress and myself, every Wednesday from 6 till 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Each week, we'll recap the action in high school basketball and hockey and look ahead to the coming week's matchups. Plus, we'll have special guests. Each week, we'll have an opportunity to sit down with one of our area head coaches to find out more about their team and their program. And also, we'll be joined by one of our area student athletes each week. We'll talk about their sports, talk about school, and a whole bunch more as well. It's the Big High School Sports Show, presented by K5 Construction, every Wednesday night from 6 till 8 p.m. on 98.9 WXCO, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app.
.9:42 to go in the second half, 43-32. Wapino Leona with the lead over Newman Catholic. Rebels have the basketball. Winkleman moves it left to Van Ooyen. Van Ooyen around the Winkleman screen. Now swings it right-hand side. Taken there by Albrecht. Albrecht penetrates. Moves it left corner. Grab made by Crispin. Crispin back over to Van Ooyen, left at the top of the key. Near the top of the circle, Crispin. Crispin working against Pifner's D. And now tipped away, Pifner with a steal. Pifner will bring it up court. Pifner to the hole, lays it up and in. That is a big basket for the Cards. They needed it badly. Back to a 9-point game, 43-34, nearing the midway point of the second half. 9:04 to go. Back up court, Van Ooyen, left-hand side. Now left wing, with it is Winkleman. He'll try a 3-pointer, rattles out no good. Rebound grabbed underneath, laid up and in by Carson Lemeron. The offensive boards continue to hurt Newman Catholic. 45-34, 8:45 to go. Back into the front court come the Cards. Pifner, Pifner down the lane. Pifner to the hole. He'll be bumped. He'll be fouled. And Lucas Pifner will get a couple of free throws. Like that. Like the aggression. Now like the chance to get points with the clock stopped. Yeah, plenty of time, but still, it gets late early in these playoff games. Lucas Pifner has 13 points in the game, and this will be the first free throw attempt of the evening for the Cardinals. Comes up short, no good. One more free throw coming up for Lucas Pifner. Trying to pull Newman back to within 10. Free throw is good. 45-35. Cardinals will press in the backcourt. With it is Albrecht. Albrecht moves it near side. Winkleman. Winkleman passes ahead to Crisman. Crisman into the forecourt. Left-hand side, Lemeron. Back over to Crispin, 23 feet from the basket. Out top, Albrecht. Albrecht into the lane. Dropped it down low. And it will stay with Leona Wabino. So now, inbounded by the Rebels. Taken on the left wing side by Crispin. Thrown away, picked off by Pifner. Pifner, pass ahead. Quincy Fender. Fender underneath, lays it up short, no good. Rebounds grabbed by Albrecht, and now a foul. Is that a charge? I think it is. Yep, offensive foul on Cooper Albrecht. Taking the contact was Damian Pent, so the Cards get it right back.
wanting a foul on that last play is Fender and Coach Jeff Waldvogel. But not getting it so far. 14 fouls each squad here in the second half. 8-11 to go, 45-35. 10-point edge for Wabino Leona. Cards will inbound. Right wing side. With it is Hifner. Hifner looking to penetrate. Hifner drops it down low. Taken by Fender. Kick back out. Now with it, about 30 feet from the basket, Hifner, left wing. Three-pointer for Fender. A little bit short, no good. Weak side rebound grabbed by Cooper Gould. He is double-teamed, and they tie up. Alternate possession arrow points towards Newman Catholic. So the Cards will get it back. And looking to inbound, taken on the right-hand side by Fender. Fender, 22 feet from the basket. Fender works his way to the wing. Now looks inside. Little fadeaway by Pifner. No good from 10 feet away. Battle for the boards. Taken away by Erdman. Put back is no good. Rebound grabbed by Fender. No good. And this time he'll be fouled. Cardinals keeping at it on the boards. And now a little slow to get up as he took a rather hard shot was Quincy Fender. Fender will work his way to his feet and walk slowly to the free throw line. Quincy Fender, first free throw opportunities of the game. He has 17 points, 8 2-point field goals, and a three-pointer. Actually, he has 7 2-pointers and a three-pointer. Free throw is good. Cards need to take advantage of every opportunity coming down the stretch. Trying to make it an 8-point game is Quincy Fender. Second free throw is off to the left and short, no good. Rebound is grabbed by Carson Lemerand for Wabino Leona. 45-36, 7:25 to go. Pressure in the backcourt, and right now in trouble. That's got to be close to a 10 count, and there is the whistle, and there is a 10 count. Doing a lot of dribbling was Canton Chrisman, and the Cardinals forced the turnover. And again, there have been moments in this game where Wabino Leona has had a little bit of trouble taking care of the basketball, turning it over. Taken out top by Damian Pent, right wing side to Cooper Gould. Now with his Lucas Pifner, 35 feet from the hole. Pifner dribbles, moves it left-hand side to Fender. Fender baseline. Fender kicks it on the right wing side to Gould. Back out top. Now rotated left wing Pifner. He'll try a long three-pointer. No good. Fight for the rebound. And knocked away, grabbed by Lucas Erdman. Back to Pifner. Great look underneath the Quincy Fender, who lays it up and in. It's now a 7-point game, 45-38, 6:50 to go. Pressure again in the backcourt. Pass ahead. Lemerand. Lemerand down low. Laid up and in to Colton Cooper. Breaking the pressure. Cooper was by himself under the basket. 47-38, 6:35 to go. Cardinals down by 9 in the front court. Quincy Fender near the top of the key. Right-hand side to Pifner. Pifner, 24 feet from the hole. Pifner trying to work his way in. Moves it left corner, thrown out of bounds. Damian Pent could not handle it, and it's a turnover on the Cards. Clock becoming a factor right now. 6:23 to go, 9-point game. Still time, but it is a factor. Chrisman will pass it ahead. Over the timeline, Lemerand back to Chrisman. He's going to slow it down 35 feet from the basket, left wing. Left corner with it is Albrecht. Albrecht back out top, Winkelman. Winkelman dribbles between the circles. Bounce pass left wing to Albrecht. Open for a three, hits it. Cooper Albrecht has been the star in the second half. Third triple of the half, 14 points in the half, 19 in the game, 50-38, 12-point edge for the Rebels. 5:50 to go. Out top, Pifner. Open look for a three. A little bit short, no good. And the rebound's grabbed by Canton Chrisman. And now Chrisman fouled in the backcourt. Oh, they're called double dribble. Double dribble on Chrisman. Turnover on the Rebels. And the ball back to the Cards. So Newman needs a basket. Biggest deficit of the game, 12 points.